Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Regardless of where life takes you, we always have something that we want to achieve. This could be a specific job, a big family and a nice house, or simply good health. Whilst you might think that these goals and ambitions are just ideals, and that they don't have a big impact on your life, they actually do. Goals keep us focused, they keep us motivated, and they give us direction, something which we need in the uncertainty of everyday life. Now, as we all know, these goals can take time to achieve. And whilst it's great to have grand ambitions, thinking purely of the end result without a path may make your journey 10 times harder. This is where SMART goals come into play. So, SMART goals. What are they exactly? Well, SMART goals can make achieving what you want in life easier. Let's assume that you want to run your own business one day. You've had a great idea, and you know it's exactly what people are looking for. To dive straight into this world without any prior experience can be risky, and if your business was to fail, you might be afraid to try again. What could happen then is the goal that you once had is now seemingly unreachable. What SMART goals do is they break down grand plans into smaller, more manageable goals that can be built on top of each other. Yes, the goals that you're achieving might not be the same ones that you initially had, but if you understand what you're aiming towards, and you understand the best way to go about it is small, calculated steps, then the chances of success can be better for you. So how do they do this? Well, SMART goals aren't just called SMART goals for what they do, but instead what they represent. The word SMART is an acronym for the steps you need to make in order to achieve your goals. Let's break them down. To give it its full name, SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. These factors need to be considered when trying to achieve something, because without them, the direction and motivation that we gain from wanting to achieve something can disappear because we don't really know what we're trying to do. We're just hoping. Let's look at each word and understand what they really mean and the steps needed to get what you're after. Starting off, let's look at how specific works. Your goals can be vague, particularly early on, or if you have no real desire to go after them. But if you do want to achieve that particular something, it's vital that it's specific to you and what you want. If we take our business example once more and apply it to the specific step of SMART goals, we can see what needs to be done. If you want to open a business, you'll want, and more importantly need, to know why you're doing it. What do you want to come from it? Where do you see it going, and how are you going to get there? If you're unclear on where you want to go, when the time comes to do something about it, you're likely going to be just as confused as you were when you first started. By being specific around your goals, you can give yourself boundaries and guidelines. When you do this, your goal can become easier to achieve. Once you know the specifics of your goals, you'll want to know how you can measure them. With goals, seeing progress is one of the best pushes you can get to keep going. How you determine your success reflects how much passion and desire you really have for it, particularly when it's not going smoothly. The thing with attaining your goals is, however, you need to be able to see your success to measure if everything is going smoothly. Being able to measure your goals has two main benefits. The first is that you get clear indicators of progress. If we take the business once more, an indicator of success might be how many sales you've had, or interactions on your website or social media pages. The other benefit is that with those indicators comes clear areas of improvement. For example, if you wanted to improve your social media presence and reach, you might see that you're not interacting with customers, which means they might not use your product, not follow or recommend you. From this point, you can go about changing that, and that comes down to being able to measure your goals. SMART goals need to be achievable, otherwise they fail to be SMART goals. Having very ambitious goals is not a bad thing to have at all. Every successful person in life has had them. The difference, however, between the people who are successful and the people who aren't, is that the people who are work towards those grand goals by achieving smaller ones step by step along the way. Of course, this doesn't mean that your grand idea isn't achievable. It just means that should you attempt to go for it, and should you fail, as I mentioned earlier, could put you off from trying again in the future. For some people as well, new goals might appear from completing others, which can create more opportunity. You'll be the only person to judge whether or not your goal is truly achievable. But looking at things like evidence, your situation, experience, and capabilities, whilst asking yourself things like, can I do this now, or do I have to become better first, are all signs that can tell you whether or not your goal is achievable at that moment. Now, next up is realistic. Achievable goals and realistic goals might sound similar at first, but the more you get to know them, the more you'll understand that there is a difference between them. The reason why realistic comes after achievable, despite R coming after A in SMART, is because you may think that a goal is achievable, however, it might not be realistic. If we take the business example, think of it this way. If you were to dive headfirst into that business, rather than take the small steps along the way, learn from your mistakes, and gradually, over the course of the days and months and years, build it up to a place where you can be proud of it, then this could be an achievable goal because people have done it before. It's very rare, but it has happened. This is where you have to ask yourself, and be perfectly honest, whether it's realistic, because the truth is, oftentimes, it isn't. It's the 1% that's able to do this, and that is a tiny, tiny minority. The main tell between something that's realistic and something that's achievable is if your answer to the question, am I ready and will this work, is no. If you don't think you're ready, for whatever reason that might be, whether it's capability, experience, knowledge, or anything in between, then the goal isn't realistic. But with time, patience, and persistence, that can and often does change for the better. And finally, your goals should be timely. In a nice circular way, this links back to the specifics of your goal. You should know, or at least have an idea of how long it will take to complete, and crucially, how long you want it to take. If there's no time limit, you can become complacent and stop working as hard. In all walks of life, having a time frame and a schedule that you stick by grounds what you do and how well you do it. So, when you're coming up with your goals, remember that time is just as important as the work you put in. In summary, SMART goals are needed. Humans seek meaning in life. Again, this could be a job, a relationship, or something more personal and closer to home. But these are still things we work towards. So if you want to achieve them with the best possible results, then SMART goals can help you to do this. The path of your life is important to you. So give yourself the most control and use SMART goals to help you achieve the things you want.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative. and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.